has Barrio Portuguese been running for?
Well, it's actually almost 20 years now. It originated back in 2001. We had the Portuguese president come to visit Petersham. So we put a big event on for him, and everyone thought it was such a good idea to celebrate the Portuguese history and culture down in Petersham that it then became an annual event from there. So almost 20 years now it's been running.
Wow, that's a long time. And what a lovely story to kick it off as well, hey? So how big is the local Portuguese community down in Petersham?
There's a lot of restaurants and, sort of a lot of history from the Petersham area in regards to the Portuguese kind of originally migrated to that space. So we have a lot of Portuguese businesses like Sweet Bellum, Gloria's Cafe, who do traditional Portuguese cuisine. And so that's what we really kind of celebrate with this event. It's sort of really to showcase the bricks and mortar businesses who are kind of open on the day and have stalls and, sort of produce kind of food on the street kind of thing for people to try.
And so what can we expect from this year's program? Have you got a highlight that we can look forward to?
Yeah, well, they've actually got a Portuguese artist, Sergio Rossi, coming this year from Portugal, which is really exciting. He's apparently very popular in Portugal and obviously then in the Portuguese community here as well. But he is a pop star essentially in Portugal. So it's the first time for a few years that we've had a Portuguese artist come and perform. We also have a lot of folkloric dancing groups that perform, so you can get a real taste of that Portuguese history and culture, along with traditional Portuguese music that will be performing on the main stage as well. We have a lot of interactive activities as well. We kind of really wanted to, we really like the families to get engaged and kind of gives you things to do to sort of stay longer at the event. So we've actually got soccer skills and activities. So anyone that's feeling particularly active, we're rolling out some AstroTurf and we've got some soccer coaches down there to practice your soccer skills and maybe learn some new skills. We've also got stenciled workshops and colouring in for the kids. There's also going to be some pastry rolling workshops. So if soccer and football's not your thing, maybe cooking is. So you can kind of like try and roll some pastries. So there'll be a bit of guidance there on how to do that.
Yeah, there does seem like there is a little something for everyone. So if, we do want to come on down, what are the details? Where is it? How can we get there?
So Sunday, this Sunday, it's 11 to 5 p.m. It's just off New Canterbury Road. So easiest way is probably just to go to Petersham train station, jump off, and we're only a couple of metres away from there. It's on Orderly Street and Fisher Street. We close off the roads and all the stalls get set up there. We've got a couple of bars running that will have traditional Portuguese beers and sangria. And then, like as I said, a whole lot of the bricks and mortar businesses have stalls out in the streets and also will be open on the day. So, if you want a Portuguese custard tart or something more substantial, they'll definitely all be available there.
Oh, sweet. Well, Michael, thank you so much for coming on the show and hopefully see you Sunday.
Absolutely. Have a good one.